Hello and welcome to the Week 5 edition of the Coach's Corner. This is YSN's Jared Niederhauser. Joining me is Salem head football coach Ron Johnson. Coach, coming 0-4, you guys have Padua this week. But before we talk about, you know, what's coming in this week, that's a little bit of a breakdown from last week. In a game that, you know, 34-3 against Canton Central struggle, what are some positive takeaways you could look at from a game like that?
We played as hard as we could the entire game. Our guys got better. They got every rep they took, feel they got better. We got a Troy Gibson, got his first field goal of his career, a 38-yarder that had a lot of room to spare. Mm-hmm. Down the road, we're going to need one of those to win it. Heck, it was a year ago this game, we had a walk-off field goal to win the game. So, I mean, it's going to happen. So that was positive. I thought our special teams played better in the kick game, had good returns. So there's a lot of things that we did well.
Yeah, perfect segue. You talk about the kick with Padua coming to town this week. What are some strengths that they have? What are some things that, you know, you've heard, you've seen from them that you can expect when they come in this week?
Well, they're the best team on our schedule to date, by far. They play an incredible schedule, you know, with Ursuline and Bishop Watterson, yeah. Holy Name, Sandusky. I mean, they've played great football teams, and they've played very well. They've been ahead in every game, even the Ursuline game early. They're an exceptional football team. I mean, they got guys that can run. They got a lot of good size, a lot of depth at the skill positions, and a couple difference makers at wide receiver, and a new quarterback this year that's playing outstanding for them.
Injuries are something that's, I mean, unfortunately, it's something that's going to happen. You've had a couple of senior leaders go down. How does that affect how things go, and then how has that affected guys stepping up? I know that's always been something that you've preached over the years, is, you know, guys kind of answering the bell. How have you seen guys that have stepped into those roles?
Well, you know, they're excited to have the opportunity. Of course, they're disappointed for the seniors because it's the biggest, you know, football year of their life, mm-hmm. and they look forward to it their whole career. And then to have it taken from them, it's difficult for the rest of the players because they're as disappointed as those seniors are. So that hurts the morale a little bit as far as excitement and everything. But our guys that are getting to play are doing a great job, and they know they're just building for themselves for now and for the future.
So looking at this week and then looking forward, as we've talked about with EBC play on the horizon, what are some goals, some thoughts as you want to see that this squad continue to build on as the season progresses?
I just want to see them continue to do the things that we can control. I mean, we haven't turned the football over this year. We've had very few penalties, one last week. We're executing. We're just not, you know, production's not there just because of matchups to a degree. Of the number of young guys and the experienced guys we have playing, but the things that they have total control over, they're doing a great job with. And I hope that continues. And then I hope the production comes along with it as they get bigger and stronger and faster.
Coach, I appreciate the time this week, and good luck as Padua comes to town tomorrow night, homecoming. So a good crowd should be expected, and you know, good atmosphere. Weather should be football weather.
Yep. So thank you very much. All right.